From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Thursday said the Syrian government has stopped all active military operations in Aleppo. The pause in military activity would allow a humanitarian evacuation of civilians. United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, was asked how long the pause would be.
On the length, we didn't get any information from the Russian announcement. How long will it be? What we know is that it has been decided. And I know also that at this stage, we have discovered that evacuation of civilians is taking place sometimes almost immediately. They don't wait for us.
Reaction in Washington was to wait and see what actually happens in the city. Lavrov says a meeting has been scheduled Saturday in Geneva between U.S. and Russian military experts to discuss the situation in the embattled city. Earlier Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he was hopeful about a potential ceasefire agreement with Russia to end the fighting in Aleppo. South Korean lawmakers have introduced a motion to impeach President Park Geun-hye over a multi-million dollar corruption scandal. The motion was introduced Thursday during a session of Parliament. Lawmakers will probably take a formal vote on Friday. Rescue workers in Indonesia searched Thursday for people who still might be trapped in rubble caused by an earthquake that struck Aceh province. The quake killed about 100 people and injured more than 600. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake hit off the coast of Solomon Islands early Friday. There were no immediate reports of casualties, although there were reports of collapsed buildings on the island of Malaita. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has picked a global warming skeptic and staunch ally of the fossil fuel industry to head the country's Environmental Protection Agency. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt has been a key critic of President Barack Obama's plan to fight climate change by slashing carbon emissions from the nation's power plants. Trump says he wants the agency to focus on keeping the nation's air and water clean. Media reports say Trump has picked restaurant executive Andrew Pusder, a critic of minimum wage boosts and other worker protections, to head the Labor Department. At this hour, Trump is holding a thank you rally in Des Moines, Iowa. And on the foreign affairs front, United Nations Syrian envoy Stefan de Mistura said Thursday he is planning to meet with Trump's transition team. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has warned his European counterparts about the threats posed by rising authoritarianism in Europe and around the world. Speaking Thursday at the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe ministerial meeting in Germany, Kerry said the rising trend in authoritarian thinking is accompanied by backsliding on human rights.
Bigotry, repression, and the silencing of dissent cannot become the new normal for any of us. Every chip away at the fundamentals of freedom is actually a ugly building block in the road to tyranny.
Kerry also said the conflict in eastern Ukraine and the Russian occupation of Crimea has persisted too long, and called on the OSCE to continue efforts to negotiate a peaceful settlement of those issues. The head of Britain's Secret Intelligence Service says Western nations are facing serious threats to their security and political systems from the hostile propaganda output and cyber attacks by rival states. MI6 head Alex Younger spoke to reporters in London, warning that the risks from cyber threats are profound and represent a threat to national sovereignty. He singled out Russia for its alleged high-tech subversion. In the United States, pressure is mounting on President Barack Obama from congressional Democrats to disclose more information on alleged Russian hacking activities during the 2016 presidential elections. The White House has not yet responded. U.S. intelligence chiefs accused the Kremlin last October of being behind the hacking of the Democratic National Committee's computer system and of the emails of Hillary Clinton's campaign staff. An anti-corruption group says Afghans paid an estimated $3 billion in bribes in the past year, registering an almost 50% increase since 2014. The findings are part of a biennial corruption survey released Thursday by Integrity Watch Afghanistan. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.